This news update sponsors are Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Mauer Electric. For all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. A missing juvenile was located safe and sound on Sunday, April 14th, thanks to the collaborative efforts of law enforcement and concerned citizens in Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's Office received a report from a parent regarding her juvenile son's disappearance from their residence around 2:40 p.m. According to the press release, the juvenile had been sent to his room approximately 2 hours prior to the call, but had apparently crawled out of a window. Two deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office immediately began searching the village of Pigeon. A Michigan State Trooper also joined the search efforts shortly thereafter. Concerned citizens, both on foot and riding ATVs, swiftly rallied to aid in the search for the missing boy. After several hours of searching, the missing juvenile was spotted walking in Pigeon around 5:15 p.m. and was promptly reunited with his mother. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen extended heartfelt gratitude from the department to the approximately 20 volunteers who selflessly dedicated their time and resources to assist in these search efforts. And the Department of Natural Resources recently conducted a planned control burn encompassing 150 acres of warm season grasses in Verona Township, Huron County. Led by the DNR's Forest Resource Division in collaboration with the Wildlife Management Team and supported by the DNR Parks Division, the initiative aimed to revitalize native grasses, specifically to support the pheasant population. With 16 trained DNR personnel overseeing the burn, rigorous preparatory training underscored the professionalism of the operation. Under the leadership of Matt Feldposh from the DNR's Forest Resource Division, the burn commenced around 1:30 p.m., extending towards M-152, positioned just south of Verona and north of Philperone. The burn smoke was visible from Pigeon, nearly 25 miles away. And during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, observed until April 20th, the State 911 Committee is spotlighting Michigan's emergency telecommunicators and their crucial role in safeguarding public safety. Despite staffing challenges, Michigan's 911 professionals have demonstrated exceptional service, integrating cutting-edge technologies like video, what-three words, and location-based routing for wireless 911 calls. Ms. Joni Harvey, the State 911 Administrator, praised the resilience and adaptability of Michigan's 911 telecommunicators, urging recognition for their tireless efforts and significant contributions to public service. In Michigan, 911 centers serve as vital hubs for dispatching emergency responses, providing crucial pre-arrival instructions and coordinating various incident responses across multiple platforms. Mr. Jeff Trover, chair of the SNC, emphasized the importance of acknowledging telecommunicators as the backbone of emergency services, urging the community to express gratitude for their dedication. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's the spring sofa sale happening at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Let everyone sit comfortably with sofas and love seats priced to sell across the store. Get your choice of 9 hot buy sofas in stock now, all priced at $799 and under. Plus, all one-and-done love seats are marked down to their lowest price, with 6 different styles to choose from. Have guests spending the night? Check out our selection of sleeper sofas in stock and on sale up to 30% off. Hurry in, the spring sofa sale is limited to inventory on hand. You won't find deals like this anywhere but Ashley's, located in the heart of Bad Axe Shopping District and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Please see store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Elkton resident Kenneth Wayne Brown, a 32-year-old, was arrested on April 13th following an investigation by the Elkton Police Department, which resulted in 20 charges of criminal sexual conduct. The investigation reveals a disturbing pattern of alleged offenses spanning from 2016 to 2024 within the village. On Monday, Brown appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail in the 73B District Court to face arraignment. The charges against him are severe, including 10 counts of second-degree CSE and 10 counts categorized as first-degree CSE, potentially subjecting him to a life sentence if proven guilty. Despite the focus on a single victim during the arraignment, the Huron County Prosecutor's Office disclosed details of the presence of other minor children in the household. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani stated, quote, after reviewing Elkton PD's report, the people could have charged 100 counts of each of these charges. Judge David B. Harrington underscored the gravity of the situation by setting Brown's bond at $100,000 cash or surety, citing both the nature of the charges and concerns for community safety. And a 34-year-old Carsonville man is scheduled for sentencing today at 1:30 p.m. in the Sanilac County Circuit Court from a domestic incident that happened on January 17th. What started as a breakup ended with shots fired and Joshua Peter Benke facing criminal charges. Benke pleaded guilty to domestic violence and assault with a dangerous weapon. The charges stem from when a 41-year-old Dockerville woman and her children, ages 6 and 13, fled a residence on Laurie Road in Bridgehampton Township. Benke and the female victim had been involved in a short-term relationship when he asked her and her children to leave. While complying with his request, Benke shot at her vehicle. For his guilty plea, the prosecutor's office agreed to dismiss the charges of one count of assault with a dangerous weapon, three counts of weapons, a felony firearm, and one count of weapons, a firearm, so reckless use. And law enforcement in Huron and Tuscola counties are ramping up their efforts to fight against distracted driving. Troopers and officers from various agencies, including the Caro Post and Caro Police, along with deputies from both county sheriff's departments and those troopers from the MSP 3rd District Traffic Enforcement Team, will conduct extra patrols next week. Their focus will be on enforcing the hands-free and move-over law to promote safe driving practices and raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. This crackdown follows legislative actions implemented last June, making it illegal to manually use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving in Michigan. The law prohibits drivers from holding or supporting a phone or device with any part of your hand, arm, or shoulders while driving. Prohibited activities include making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, and using GPS or navigation systems. Texting, in particular, poses a significant risk due to visual, manual, and cognitive distraction. Officers can stop and ticket drivers for distracted driving violations as a primary offense. Penalties range from fines to community service, with stricter consequences for repeat offenders. Drivers are urged to prioritize safety by adhering to hands-free regulations and remaining attentive while driving, contributing to safer roads for all. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Hi, I'm Melissa Klosowski, a registered nurse at Courtney Manor Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation. Now is a great time to join our team. I started as a dietary aide. I worked as a CNA through nursing school. Courtney Manor has tuition assistance and student loan reimbursement programs. My mother retired as a nurse from Courtney Manor, and my father received physical therapy at Courtney Manor. We are offering sign-on bonuses for nurses, and RNs even receive free medical, dental, and vision insurance for their entire family. Call 989-269-9983 or stop in to apply. Come join our amazing team and find out why Courtney Manor is all about you.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Police say two men exchanged gunfire after they exited a bus in downtown Flint, leaving one of them in critical condition and a woman wounded. Flint Police Chief Terrence Green told WJRT-TV that the men got into an altercation in another city and continued fighting when they arrived at the bus terminal on Tuesday. Investigators say both men were firing at each other. One of the alleged shooters was a man in his 30s who was hospitalized in critical condition. The other gunman left before officers arrived. A woman in her 20s was grazed by a bullet. She has been hospitalized in stable condition. And around 1:15 p.m. on April 13th, a minor four-car hit-and-run crash on the northbound lanes of I-75 turned fatal. After an initial collision in a construction zone just south of East Holly Road, all four occupants gathered in the roadway to exchange information. However, amidst this exchange, another driver collided with the rear of the last vehicle, setting off a chain reaction. Tragically, three individuals who had become pedestrians in the aftermath of the initial crash were struck. One pedestrian was a 24-year-old from Alpena who lost their life, while another suffered severe injuries. Prompt medical aid was provided by Michigan State Police troopers. Investigations into the secondary crash continue, with authorities emphasizing the importance of safety protocols on the road. Flight Lieutenant Mike Shaw of MSP urges motorists to prioritize safety by moving vehicles out of travel lanes if possible. If they can't be moved, Shaw advises to stay in your car with your seatbelt fastened. Call 911 and we will help make the area safe and get you off the roadway. And prosecutors have filed financial crimes against the former leader of the Michigan House and his wife. They're accused of milking political accounts for travel, housing, and other personal benefits, while Lee Chatfield, a Republican, held the powerful post. Attorney General Dana Nessel says Chatfield's Peninsula Fund was an unregulated slush fund. Defense lawyer Mary Chartier says she'll fight the charges. Chatfield was Speaker of the House in 2019 and 2020 when Republicans controlled the chamber. Two people who were senior aides to Chatfield were also charged last year with financial crimes. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. After this,
saving money on your monthly electric bill was easy with Mowry Electric, located at 28 Westland Drive in Bad Axe. 35 plus years of experience means Mowry Electric can help find cost reducing electrical solutions for your factory, business, farm, or home. Don't spend more money than you have to on electricity. Stop in today to see how you can start saving on your monthly energy bills today and put more money back in your pocket. Call 989-269-8171 for Mowry Electric's energy saving solutions.
This is Nikki Melnick from Mowry Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Boeing will be in the spotlight on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Congress is holding two hearings to examine allegations of major safety failures at the aircraft maker. The witnesses will include two whistleblowers, a former Boeing manager and a current engineer at the company who has made serious safety allegations about two of Boeing's biggest planes, the 787 Dreamliner and the 777 or 777. Lawmakers are also seeking troves of documents from Boeing about its manufacturing processes for the planes. Senators want to know about any safety concerns or complaints raised by Boeing employees, contractors, or airlines. And O.J. Simpson's longtime lawyer in Las Vegas says the end came quickly. Attorney Malcolm Levigne tells the Associated Press that the former sports star and celebrity criminal defendant went from chilling on the couch with a beer just before Easter to dead on April 10th. Simpson's family attributed his death to prostate cancer. Levigne said Tuesday that the former football hero and celebrity murder defendant will be cremated and that the family has not planned any public memorial. He acknowledged that Simpson died without paying the families of Simpson's slain ex-wife and her friend the bulk of a $3.5 million judgment they were awarded in a 1997 civil liability case. And a voting technology company targeted by bogus fraud claims related to the 2020 presidential election has settled a defamation lawsuit against a conservative news outlet. The settlement reached Tuesday between Fort Lauderdale-based Smartmatic and One America News Network is the latest development in a larger legal pushback by voting equipment companies who became ensnarled in wild conspiracy theories, falsely claiming they had flipped votes and cost former President Donald Trump re-election. The news outlet said it does not typically comment on legal issues and declined to respond further. Smartmatic technology was used only in Los Angeles County, a Democratic stronghold in a state that was not a presidential battleground. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsors are Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Courtney Manners, professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by Mauer Electric. For all of your electrical needs, see the professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. And we do have two local obituaries. George F. Deal of Port Hope passed away on April 12th at the age of 79. Visitation for George Deal will be held on Thursday, April 18th from 3 until 9 p.m. with a 7 p.m. rosary at Woo Jack Calcara and Sons on 25 Mile Road in Shelby Township. And state will be held at 9:30 a.m. at St. Anastasia Catholic Church on John R. in Troy until time of Mass at 10 a.m. on Friday. Graveside service and burial will take place at Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope on Saturday, April 20th at noon. You can share memories with the family of George Deal at their online guest book at woojackcalcaterra.com. And Catherine Grace Gaisley, 41, of Bayport, passed from this life into the arms of her Savior on Monday, April 15th. A memorial service will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, April 18th at Elkton Missionary. Friends may begin gathering at the church after 10 a.m. Memorials may be made to Elkton Missionary Church or Positive Alternatives of Bad Axe in Katie Gaisley's name. Leave a memory for the Gaisley family at champagnefuneralchapel.com. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.
You're listening to 94.1 FM, WHST, and WLEW's AM 1340. We are under a severe thunderstorm watch. And this is going to be in effect until 7 p.m. Okay, let's see. By we, I mean the following counties of Midland, Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shiawassee, Genesee, LaPierre, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, and Lenawee, and then Monroe. Says a line of showers and strong thunderstorms are expected to develop this afternoon. Over southeast Michigan, some of these thunderstorms may become severe, producing large hail and damaging wind gusts and perhaps isolated tornadoes. The main time window looks like anywhere between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Storm motion will be from west to east at about 40 miles per hour. Flooding is not anticipated due to the fast movement of the storms. Thunderstorm watch. In effect until 7 p.m.
My forecast across the Thumb and Sunrise side for the rest of today, we're in good shape. Sunshine and seasonably mild, high temperature 55 to 60. Overnight tonight, increasing cloudiness. Chance for showers coming in, but not till...
Tune in for the 70s at 7. Travel back to the golden age of country music during the 70s at 7 every weeknight at 7 p.m. sharp only on AM 13.